Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. What began as a trip to the hospital to check on a slight weakness in his leg resulted in a year-long stay and permanent paralysis. It's an experience that author Robert C. Samuels recounts in his book Blue Water, White Water. He's a former New York City newspaper man who's written for Newsday, the LA Times, Boston Globe, and Chicago Tribune, with his interviews including historic figures like President Harry Truman and Martin Luther King Jr. Robert joins me now. Welcome to the program, Robert.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, it sounds like you were living an incredibly busy and active life until that fateful trip to the hospital. Can you tell me what led you to go to the hospital that day and what happened once you got there?
Well, I had a slight weakness in my left leg, and at first I thought it was because I had been clearing out the leaves in the gutters of our house. This was shortly after Thanksgiving. And but it was very strange, and strange enough to make me go to the hospital, emergency room.
So what happens? You get to the hospital, and how do you suddenly end up being there for a year?
Good question. I got to the hospital, and I began to worry that maybe I felt fine. It was like bringing the car to the mechanic, and whatever was wrong seemed to fix itself. But anyway, I persisted, and the doctor in the local hospital was smart enough to get a neurologist who very rapidly figured out that I had something called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And they realized that I would have trouble breathing, so they got me on a ventilator, also known as a respirator, very quickly. And by that evening, I was totally paralyzed, couldn't breathe, could only move my eyes to the left or right.
I see, and this was due to the syndrome, this...
Right. It's a syndrome that eats away at the myelin covering on your nerves. The myelin covering is similar to insulation on electrical wiring. If it disappears, the signal doesn't get through, and that's what was happening.
So it's the Guillain-Barré syndrome, a very rare one. When did this happen? How old were you, and how much did they really know about the syndrome at the time?
They knew quite a bit. I was 44 years old, and they kept me in the local hospital. We found out that that there was a new treatment called plasmapheresis. Plasmapheresis is a procedure where they take the blood out of you and put it through a centrifuge, remove the white blood cells, and put it back in. The theory being that there's something in the white blood cells that are causing the problem. And the idea is your body will make new, fresh white blood cells, and that will help make you better. But that was a very new treatment then. But one thing was known, that if you have it, the sooner you have it, the better off you are.
I see. The sooner the treatment is in place. I see. Now, in terms of the paralysis, that must have been quite a shock. How did you react to suddenly not being able to move your body? It must have been incredibly frustrating.
It was frustrating, but it was incredibly uncomfortable. And you suddenly, I had really never been sick. We really didn't have a family doctor. I was a healthy young guy. And all of a sudden, you're totally at the mercy of nurses who may or may not be very interested in taking care of you. And I was in the emergency room at my local hospital, which was at that time in the basement of the hospital. It was like a tomb. Couldn't tell what hour of the day or night it was.
When you say some nurses were less interested than others, what was your experience having spent so much time? Were you mistreated in the hospital?
I was mistreated, terribly mistreated by some nurses. And I had also the opposite experience. Some nurses were incredibly nice. I had a nurse in New York when I started to recover, she knew I liked lobster, and she brought me a lobster dinner, which she had made herself. But on the other hand, I had a nurse that told me I was the worst person she ever had, and my family was terrible, and I wasn't trying, and so forth. So it went the range.
I'm talking to Robert Samuels. He's the author of the book Blue Water, White Water, and a former New York City newspaper man. You know, for many people, being paralyzed is one of the most frightening things that can happen. What has life been like since you left the hospital and living as a paralyzed person?
It's surprisingly good. You know, I still work as a journalist. I'm a travel editor for a magazine called New Mobility Magazine, which is a national magazine for people who use wheelchairs. And I've traveled all over the... I've been to Europe many times, been on many cruises, still cover stories. I've been covering the accessible taxi cab argument in New York City. I've had a very good life.
Did becoming paralyzed change your personality in any way and change the relationships you had with others?
Well, it certainly changed the relationship I had with my wife. We remained married for about 10 years, but it was, you know, the person who's, as I put it in my book, the person who's disabled has no choice. The person who's married to the person disabled does have a choice. And my marriage ended about 20 years ago. Both my ex-wife and I have found other partners, and we're both happy, and we're very civil to each other. But it certainly, I think if I hadn't been paralyzed, we'd still be married.
Was there a feeling of abandonment when she left? I mean, was it a basic...
Oh, yes. It was a terrible feeling of abandonment, yes. But it was, after 6 months or so, it was amazing. I mean, I started to go out with other women. I hadn't bought a wheelchair accessible van when we were together because, my ex-wife felt she'd have trouble driving it. One of the first things I did after our marriage broke up was to get one, and gave me a tremendous amount of freedom. Disabled people, there's a great tendency not to get the thing that will help you the most. You know, elderly women, you see them walking on a walker, and if they slip and fall, they're going to break a hip and maybe die. But they don't want to be seen in a wheelchair. We all kind of do that. We all resist kind of the next level of equipment that will help you. It's kind of a perverse human factor.
Now, this occurred in your mid-40s. How old are you now?
I will be 75 Christmas Day, much to my amazement.
I see. So 30 years of living with paralysis, and would you say you've generally been at peace with it for most of that time?
I have generally been at peace with it, yes, most of the time. I'm very fortunate. I have people that come in and help me get dressed in the morning, and I have a wonderful woman companion who I live with, and I fortunately have enough money, and I live in an accessible house. The vast majority of people who are disabled are not as fortunate as I am. There's huge numbers of unemployed people in wheelchairs, and a lot of them are totally dependent on government programs.
Robert C. Samuels, the author of the book Blue Water, White Water, where he recounts his experience of being diagnosed and then paralyzed many, many years ago. He's also a former New York City newspaper man. Robert, thank you very much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Michael.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.